Hey, everybody. It's Monday night, and it's time for 120 minutes of nervous sort of twitching with Jick. Mr. Skullhead is out of town still, visiting family in California. Whenever I make fun of him prepping his wedding in California, I forget that he actually does have some family that lives there, but I'm sure he's making them drive somewhere far away anyway. So, yeah, big night. everything is ready on the new servers, as far as I can tell, to make the transition. So what'll happen is I've got it set up so Rollover won't end on its own tonight. I'm going to go in, do some stuff real quick, and then zip up all the data, transfer it over to the new servers, have the integration guy dump it all into the databases over there again, then mess around for a little while, just make absolutely sure that everything went okay, and then open the gates, I guess. This, if everything goes well, this will be the last rollover on these servers. What I'm going to do, I've got them set up on another domain name right now, and what I'll probably do is just have a link to that and have everybody play on the new domain name, because in the unlikely, and man, I really hope this doesn't happen, event that we have to migrate back to the old servers, like if something just gets completely screwed up or if we forgot something important, I don't want to have to update the DNS twice. So you'll be playing on this other domain for a while, probably a couple of days. It should be pretty clear if something serious is wrong. Also, I'm gonna be writing all this down on a page that I'll update on the current servers to sort of tell people what things look like. Part of the problem, a lot of the reason that this is gonna take so long is because it just takes a long time to transfer the entirety of the game data from one box to another, because it's like, even zipped up, it's still like a couple of gigs that have to be pushed across there, and we only get like, I don't know, like 100K a second transfer between the boxes. just because the downstream isn't anything to speak of on the new servers. So, yeah, like I said, a little nervous about this, kind of the culmination of a couple of months of research and work and spending tons and tons of money and tons and tons of time working on this. So it might be kind of a rocky transition because, you know, like I said, there's we're not entirely sure that the new stuff is configured properly for the kind of load we're going to get. Same thing that happened with the forums transition, although that taught us a lot collectively about doing this. You know, we may have to bounce the database servers a couple times to reconfigure stuff or whatever. Things might slow down at some point, and then we have to figure out why they're slow and get them sped up again. And I'm going to put kind of a disclaimer on the new boxes that at any point in the next couple of days, we sort of necessarily reserve the right to roll data back to where it was at the time when we did the transition, just in case, you know, something happens on the new servers that creates like a call it, like a dupe bug or something, and you know, if something like that happens, then we'll have to roll back. Yeah, looks like a few people are talking about the owl. I'm not going to explain the reference on the owl because if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you know, you're not going to appreciate it. So you can read it on the spoiler site if you want to know. I'm not going to tell you. So yeah, basically, what do I have? Like an hour and a half before rollover starts. There's not much for me to do in that period of time, so I suspect that I'll be able to do most of the show as a normal show. I might play a little bit more music than usual, just because I'm not entirely sure why. pardon me. I guess I'll just answer these questions normally. Although I think I might start with the last couple of days worth. See, this is the kind of thing you'd think I would have done before I started the show, so there wasn't just a lot of listening to me read stuff on this show. Bunny Pandler asks, among other things, is the restoration complete? I doubt it is, but you said it would be by now. Yeah, it isn't quite, and sorry. When I said that, I I was hoping that it wouldn't butt up against everybody's vacation like this. And at some point, we just decided, like, okay, look, we need to start working on the server transition, because that's something that is going to improve the game experience for everybody, as opposed to, you know, they're still down to like 2,500 reports or so. And as soon as Lai gets back, she'll be able to speed through those in a couple of days, and she'll be back after the holidays. still coming up on the end of the period of time that I've spent completely by myself here. Crimbo was a lot of work. I was really hoping to get more quality World of Warcraft time in over the last week, but I was just barely able to play it at all. But, you know, bad news for me, I guess, good news for y'all. The Pasta Fiend asks an interesting question. Hey, JNS, when's the last time you gave out a Bug Finder Blade? It was actually a long, long time ago. The only reason that people know about those is from the old announcements. I mean, it's really not... There's a couple things. It's not exactly policy anymore, you know, to give them out for specific things, but at this point, we really only give them out for, you know, dangerous, really repeatable, really, you know, serious item dupe bugs and, like, infinite adventure bugs. Well, I think somebody found there was a problem with unequip all where you could dupe offhand items because of the way that was coded when I rolled that out, which I don't know why we didn't catch that before, but I guess if you didn't mind doing a lot of clicking or a lot of scripting, that was an infinite meat bug or an infinite ragdoll bug, which probably ought to give out a Bug Finder Blade for that, but I don't remember who it was that was the first person to report it. Juswami X says, would it be possible to put a rollover clock somewhere on the stat screen or header? Maybe under the familiar spot, it wouldn't even need to be constant, just update every adventure. Well, the reason that I haven't done that in the past is because rollover, the time of rollover is based on the clock on the dev server, which there's no good way for the live servers to check that. In the new scheme, all of the clocks are synchronized perfectly, so I suppose we'll be able to do it. There's also, I was talking to Xenophobe about this, now would be the time to do it if we wanted to change the time of rollover. But I don't really know. Like, it's gotten to the point where we're back on a kind of a nocturnal schedule, and I don't know if that has to do with it just being winter here or what, but so it's been really irritating over the last couple of weeks, well, not the last couple of weeks, but the couple of weeks before that, when everyone was here and everybody was trying to work, and there's just sort of like an hour or an hour and a half after rollover where we can't do anything because the lag created by so many people logging on just makes it completely unresponsive even on our end. And so, I don't know, we were thinking about maybe pushing rollover back a couple hours to like 10 p.m. local time, midnight Eastern. Or 1 Eastern, I don't remember how the time zones are lined up now. What with Arizona not being in daylight savings. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll sort of, we have until tomorrow night to decide that. So the focus now is obviously just getting everything over and getting it working. We can always change it. Dumbass says, could you replace Crimbo with a more politically correct term such as Chris Mahana Kwanzaa? P.S. Merry Chris Mahana Kwanzaa. Now, that would imply that I respect religion. Religions other than Christianity, or that I respect Christianity for that matter, and you all know that I hate everything. You know, Crimbo's just, it kind of became a KOL tradition. All based on one single line in chat many years ago when somebody asked if we were getting Crimbo pressies, and I had no idea what the hell they were talking about, but then decided, yeah, you are getting Crimbo pressies. Kirion says, hi, JNS. My cute pet rock doesn't have a haiku. Yeah, sorry about the lack of familiar items on those, although the pet rock can't even play in the arena. I'm aware of the missing haiku and the missing items for the other two familiars, and I apologize if you wasted a lot of time in the arena hoping to get an item for one of the other two new familiars, but it got to the point where I had to just freeze making changes on the old servers to get stuff migrated over and tested on the new servers, and the fact that I forgot that was like an oh shit, but I'm not going to fix it. So that's something that we'll do something we'll do once things slow down. And also once Mr. Skullhead gets back, because he's the one who writes the haikus. I never like mine. let's see. Gorblack says, how about letting Crimbo Town reopen every Booze Ember 8th? I want to figure out something to do for a recurring Booze Ember holiday, but it's not going to be Crimbo. I want, I want the Christmas stuff to be special, and I want it to be something that actually happens on Christmas. As opposed to, I mean, people are, nobody understands that, well, I'm not sure nobody understands, but a lot of people don't understand that the Feast of Boris is based on the Thanksgiving thing, because the first time it happened was on Thanksgiving. And, I don't really care enough about Thanksgiving to have a special thing every Thanksgiving in a non-recurring one. The trick-or-treating one, that kind of goes against that, but, trick-or-treating is relatively simple, and this year, we did something relatively large-scale for Halloween, so that was, roll over, because I'm reading the chat while I'm trying to talk. Halloween and Christmas are the ones that we want to do when they actually happen in the real world, because they're just sort of, the two holidays that are the most meaningful and interesting for us. Cub says, will Crimbo Town return again next December so those of us unable to get the reindeer trophy can try again? It is almost a certainty that if you don't get the trophy this year, you will not be able to get it again. Because Crimbo Town will stay there until, like, January 1st or so. Probably specifically, like, it'll shut down and roll over on the 31st of December. Exactly 5 years after REM promised they would break up, and then they didn't. So now they're going to turn into the Rolling Stones, and I don't care anymore. Bitter tangent brought to you by a guy who liked REM a lot in high school. So the reindeer thing will not happen again. There will be something different going on in Crimbo Town next year, and I think people who've been paying attention have a pretty good idea of what kind of thing it's going to be. Since we've got the sort of serendipitous December 25th is also the trick or treat day in KOL, so we'll have to we'll be doing some sort of Halloween / Christmas combo event. Di Vernon says, do plus spell damage items / spells affect the Turtle Tamer Spectral Snapper skill? They should, as it's a spell. We decided that it's not a spell, it's a summon. And I'm sure that somebody else at the time when we decided that pointed out some example of some other thing that actually summoned a living thing that attacked your opponent. But it's... it was just a decision that we made as far as having the skills be balanced against each other, that Spectral Snapper just does a flat amount of damage. Vlad Slipshank says, Chicken Scully, what are your favorite shows? TV shows, I like most of the stuff on HBO. And I like Arrested Development. Scully's a big Buffy fan. What else do I like? I like Family Guy. I like Drawn Together on the Comedy Channel. Comedy Central, Comedy Network Central Channel. let's see. SPN Irology says, can you say what item will be given out during Halloween for the arboreal raiment? I don't know. We haven't decided yet. Clubber's Leet says, will shields be made offhand items? Yes, eventually. but we have some things that we have to think about and some design decisions we have to make before we can do that because of the way certain quests work and the way certain other stuff works. There are a number of things that, we really need to work on and have needed to work on for a long time, and that's one of them. And so, as soon as we get back in the swing of things and can stop spending so much time focusing on the new server stuff, then, we'll get back into our usual grinding out content and mechanics changes and all that stuff. Comrade Treasurer says, have you thought about doing a podcast with this show and the Thursday show? I think somebody already does it. It's do a Google search for KOL cast. Somebody told me about it last week. Swordmaster 9944 says, I've heard people say that the beat no longer drops. Is this true? Yeah, it is true. It no longer drops and won't anymore. Person Man says, how important is the money-making game as a meat sink for the economy? How much does it take in per day? I wouldn't say that it's important as a meat sink because the economy is still in a pretty consistent deflationary trend all the time. It helps. I mean, it'll help hedge future inflationary trends, I guess. You know, we didn't do it primarily as a meat sink. We did it primarily because people wanted an in-game equivalent of Rafflebot. Oh, let's see. Zestral says, how about a separate pane for searching the mall? No, I don't think that's such a good thing. A couple people asking about the New York meet, and I apologize that I keep doing this like I did for London, but I'm not going to be able to make it to the New York meet. My plans for January changed partially as a result of just there being so much stuff going on over the last couple of weeks, and so I'm taking a little break, pushing my travel plans back a bit into January, because I don't like flying, and when I'm already stressed out, I don't like doing things that freak me out and scare me and stress me out even worse. WeirdGuy8888 says, why do the elves strike after Crimbo? No political power equals no job. Well, you know, they strike after Crimbo because they have to make toys all year round, you know, not just when you become aware of them. Clubber's Lead says, in the tavern, a rat says to remind him to tell us about the ziggurat lighter joke. What's that all about? It was a joke that Mr. Skullhead wrote as Bjorn the Mighty on asymmetric.net. I forget. It's somewhere in the archives. It's not all that funny. No, I mean, now that you see ziggurat lighter, it's not all that funny. Rocket Manly says, what do you think about opening up all the Zodiac areas once a player has reached a certain number, perhaps 100, of Ascensions or some other detriment? If the player completes this task in softcore, then the areas would only open up in softcore, for example. Now, I like the fact, and it's always been part of the design of the post-Ascension scheme, that you can only have access to one of those things at once. So that's going to continue to be that way. Shebop, Hebop, a Weebop says, can the mall search be made to do an exact word search as well as the containing word search it does now? It actually already does if you put quotes around it. It's a totally undocumented feature that people ask about all the time, which I guess we should really document that. Person Man says, use multiple should default to two. Why would you click on it if you're only going to use one? Perhaps it could be argued that it should default to all instead, and with the stat-enhancing items, if you use more than your spleen can take, it would be nice if you just used as many as possible and were told how many that was. On the second one, yeah, I can see that. On the first one, I don't think having it default to two makes any more sense than having it default to any other number, which is why I've just left it at one. Stark Moon says, about how many people logged on Crimbo Day? I think it was like 46 or 47,000. I didn't actually write it down or anything, but I'm pretty sure it was a little over like half as many. Half again as many people as usually log on a given day. The Nice One says, what kind of hippie are you? I mean, are you the save the earth, I have a compost pile kind of hippie, or the I'm never showering and pass the weed kind of hippie? Well, I shower relatively frequently. I don't smoke very much weed. Only once or twice a year, tops on that tip. And I don't have a compost pile. You know, I recycle, and I use all-natural toothpaste. That's about the extent. Oh, and I have long hair. I guess that's it. The Nice One says, could we have some kind of trophy or item to show that we were around when the servers were slow? Maybe a lag monster familiar? No. I mean, you know, it's not exactly like an epic in the narrative history of the game the way all of the other sort of previously available, currently unavailable stuff is. You know, because it's not like moving the servers isn't a game event that I want to commemorate with anything, you know. Yep. Rutabaga says, do hippies live in Arizona so they can wear sandals in the winter? And a big thank you for the new servers. We heart you. Well, hey. I don't know. I think I wear sandals in the winter because I live in Arizona rather than I live in Arizona so I can wear sandals in the winter. But, yeah, I guess that's a kind of a hippie thing. Although that's really a frat boy thing. I just wear flip-flops every day. Comrade Treasurer says, there are five web servers instead of three, right? Yeah, in the new setup, there are five front-end web servers, the dev server, the forums and image server, and then the same two database servers. So that'll sort of help us out. We can add web servers to sort of scale linearly, and the more time we spend working on this stuff, the more stuff we figure out how to sort of shunt load onto the... Like, the reason that logging in is one of the most database-intensive activities you can do right now is because when you log in, it copies a ton of your data over to the live servers, to the web servers, so that it doesn't have to hit the database server as often. But it has to pretty much load everything about your character when you log in so that it will continue to know that while you are logged in. AC Cog says, what's the point of the new servers? Will they be faster, better, stronger? All of the above, I hope. One of the things that I'm a little bit apprehensive about is that, I'm worried that there are things going on like scripting and, you know, automated multi-abuse that are going to just sort of expand to fill the capacity that we have with the new servers. And I think that's going to happen anyway. I mean, I think there are a tremendous number of people who are driven away from the game by the fact that it's so slow, and a lot of them are going to come back, and I think it's going to increase our retention rate pretty significantly. And we're really, just in kind of thinking about it, we're sort of expecting a doubling of the number of people playing at any given time. That might be a little too, I don't know if optimistic is the right word, but... since that's not exactly the best thing, but it should be the case. I know that the new database servers are about, based on how long rollover has taken in my sort of test runs, they are, the way they're configured right now, about twice as fast as the old ones. Just every individual operation completes in about half the time. Moving to five servers instead of three is also going to help to a considerable extent, though I'm not entirely sure how much. Like, there are a lot of cases where the lag is caused by slowdown on the web servers, and then a lot of lag that's caused by slowdowns on the database server. So we're really, we're just going to have to kind of cross our fingers and let everybody onto the new boxes, and then see what happens. Lagbeast is saying, will you ever release the tiny plastic swords again? I don't believe so, no. Arcone says, he also asks, will the new servers actually have a noticeable difference? They really should. I really very much hope so. XYM points out a typo in the toy soldier. All right, I'll fix that in the... I'll fix that on the new servers once I get some time to work on that. Euphoria Z says, the three new familiars make it much easier to get the heavy load trophy. Did you keep this in mind when making them? In general, how do you balance new content with keeping the game from getting too easy at part D? I don't know what the part D part means, but, we kind of go back and forth. We go through modes where we spend a lot of time trying to balance stuff, and then we go through modes where we spend a lot of time just trying to put in a lot of cool content, and then... figure we'll balance it the next time we're balancing stuff. It has gotten to the point where it's a much longer process getting stuff into the game because, there's the longer the game exists and the more people get invested in their characters, the more sort of important it is for us to not, like, screw stuff up, something we did that cut 20 turns off a hardcore run, on average would be, a pretty significant change. Whereas before, it didn't really matter how fast people leveled. I mean, before the Sorceress existed, and everybody was just kind of power leveling at the top end and seeing how far they could get in the basement and that kind of stuff, then, it didn't so much matter because everyone would get exactly the same advantage. But, I mean, now there's sort of, historical records that anything we do that makes things too easy will sort of ruin that. The heavy load trophy, that was always sort of... I mean, there are three of the trophies for having total familiar weight, and... That's because when I first put out the trophy hut, it was difficult to get the first one, and then as more familiars got added, I put in the second one, and then as more and more got added, I put in the third one. that kind of stuff. I mean, getting the trophies is just entirely e-penis, and I'm not going to not going to really consider that in terms of, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to do something like make the brownie trophy take way fewer brownies. Oh, shit. I just admitted that the brownie trophy existed. Let's see. Istanbul says, if things go wrong on the new server and we have to roll back, will we go back to the latest data on the old server or further back than that? No further back than the latest data on the old server. Like, it'll not revert to any earlier than tonight. Punk 27 says, will there be new Crimbo toys? More Crimbo toys? No, there won't be any. Maplefire says, can you make the new Toot Oriole stuff tradable? No, I do not want to do that. Bob the T says, search Crimbo on Wikipedia. The article's strange. It implies that KOL has a deep, hidden social commentary, which is definitely not true. Oh, come on. How do you know, we don't have a deep, hidden social commentary? I'm interested to see what that says, though. I'll look at that. Dumbass says, how old are you? With the letter R and the letter U. I am, letter I and the letter M, 29. Let's see what Crimbo says. Crimbo is British slang and urban African-American slang for Christmas. Crimbo is an urban legend-derived neologism, which has become something of an internet phenomenon due to the influence of Kingdom of Loathing. While originally just a slang term used in some urban communities for Christmas, the term Crimbo has now gained wider acceptance thanks to three consecutive celebrations of the holiday by the KOL community. Reading about... That's really kind of strange that there's a whole Kingdom of Loathing section of Wikipedia. There's apparently Jick's Law. In the real world, it's possible to randomly punch strangers in the stomach. What stops us from doing this? The fact that we're not assholes, that's what. That's really a law. That's, Wow, we're starting to have some actual impact on culture, maybe, if Wikipedia has any value to it. Yeah, let's see. Grumple says, what's the story with dual wielding? Will it be possible to wield two one-handed weapons? Yeah, eventually. That's going to be a... that's going to be a probably one of the higher-level seal clubber skills. Dive Vernon says, did you know that a search for KOL cast says, did you mean Holocaust? Yeah. See, that is a far clearer indicator of our hidden social commentary than anything else. Bass Murderer says, Jick, why are the formats of the announcement and trivial update different? Leading zero and list order. I know it's petty, but it really bugs me. Yeah, it's because the announcements are just text files that I edit, so I just type the dates, and the trivial announcements are actually put into the database now, and so they're just displayed by code instead of just displaying a text file that I wrote. And one of these days, I will write a system for handling announcements. The reason that I haven't done it so far is because it's not always the case that it makes sense to have, like, the last three announcements up. But sometimes it is, you know, and it depends on how big they are, like, and how long it's been between them. And I don't really want to, like, have to code some kind of logic for figuring out how many of them to display. Whereas the trivial updates are always pretty much, like, a line, so displaying the last five is never a big deal. I'm going to take a little break, actually. I'm going to play a couple songs and look around and see what's going on and see if I can... let some more questions pile up, because I'm kind of getting to the end here. Let's see. How about some more Tom Petty songs about marijuana? And one more, at least. How about just two? 10 minutes of Tom Petty. That'll be enough time for me to go get another beer. Because nothing like being drunk for doing sensitive operations with the Kingdom of Loathing data. Although I promise I'll take it easy. Gotta steady my hands, you know. All right, I'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
stand for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Turn the radio to laugh. I'm too long to be proud. And you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
know, every once in a while, if you're anything like me, you get in the kind of mood that really the only thing that's going to satisfy you is to listen to some Tom Petty. I got some more questions coming in, so I can just jump right back in, I think. Juice Swami X says, wait, so you smoke weed frequently and only shower once or twice a year? Yeah, exactly. That's precisely what I meant. A couple people are saying that it's hard, that they're not able to find the KOL podcast. I just did a Google search for KOLCAST, KOLcast, one word. And the first link is the, I don't remember who it is that does it, and I apologize. I would give credit where credit's due there, but, let's see. Maplefire says, was Petrified Time created before or after White Wednesday? Immediately afterwards, as sort of a, sorry I fucked up your whole game, present. While E. Quixote, which that is a good name. I don't expect you to mention it on radio because it's a spoiler. It's not that bad. But wouldn't it make sense for the yo-yo to be a reusable combat item or weapon like on Star Tropics? Well, I suppose narratively, yeah, it would make more sense. But the scheme that we decided to go with was that everything that Uncle Crimbo could make out of two items... would be a combat item, and everything that he made out of more than that would be, you know, something that stuck around. We did sort of violate that with the pet rock, but that's because it wasn't until the very last minute that I sort of changed what the pet rock was going to do. It was supposed to do exactly the same thing as it does now, only just once in combat, but I decided it was kind of funny as a familiar. So... Poladra says, is the radio done on the same servers as the game or a separate server? And if on the same server, will you be switching the radio to its own server? No, the radios are completely separate from the game. It's unofficial. You know, not the reason for that is that I don't want the RIAA to be able to come after the game. So, you know, I other people wanted to set it up, and I was like, sure, I'll provide a link to it or whatever, but we don't actually own the radio station. It doesn't have anything to do with Asymmetric Publications. So, yeah, kind of a cover in our asses thing there, but necessary. Istanbul says, we're going from 3 servers to 5, an increase of 66%. Wouldn't doubling our online user base, an increase of 100%, make things worse, not better? Well, maybe. I mean, it's not just the increase from 3 servers to 5. It's also a dramatic, dramatic increase in the power of the database servers. So that's what's going to make the biggest difference, I think. I hope. Again, I'm not entirely sure. But, you know, I suspect that if this is like any other time when lag has gotten horrible and I've made some change or bought new servers or fixed something to decrease lag again, that, you know, it is eventually going to fill up and get slow again. And it's just because it's popular. And I'm sorry. Maybe not, though. Maybe not. Maybe we're at the growth rate that we're going to have. And that we'll be all right for a while. But I just, I feel like our retention rate is going to increase, because right now it's not very high. Like, there's like 1,000 new accounts created a day, and then, like, you know, typically between like 700 and 900 accounts deleted from inactivity every day. So it's been growing pretty slowly for a long time. Tigger Jump says, would it be easier on the servers if we log out when done with our sessions? No, actually, it's not a big deal at all. Panzer Bjorn says, maybe it's lazy, but could you add a command to see if anyone in your clan is online, kind of like /friends? Yeah, that's actually something I've meant to do for a long time, but I just never think of it when I'm actually in there working on the chat. It's kind of the point where we really need to change the way the who function works, because that's old and inefficient and kind of goofy. Arcone says, I just got Mario and Luigi 2. It rocksores my cocksore. How did you like it? I like it. I kind of, like I said, I haven't had any time for the last couple weeks to play video games a lot. And the time that I did have, I had to spend some quality time with my orc shaman. But, it's still in my DS. I like it. I like all of those games. And I will pick it up again and finish it. It's probably going to be one of those things that I get back into the next time I take a road trip. Or a flight. Something like that. Mayu says, do you have to clear your throat every 30 seconds? Yes. Yes, I do. Because I have bad sinuses. And I'm sorry. I could mute the mic every 30 seconds to clear my throat, or I could start drinking lemon juice, but I don't want to start drinking lemon juice. Dumbass says, if you need to roll back the servers, will we get the adventures we lost back? Well, yeah. I mean, it'll be exactly as though it had gone back in time to before you did everything that you did that day. Dumbass says, about the dual wield, will you be able to attack with both weapons? I haven't exactly figured out how that's going to work. I was thinking that maybe the offhand weapon would have the same chance to hit as the main hand weapon, but only do the actual base weapon damage, like the damage it would do against a monster that was stronger than you. Sorry. I just accidentally dropped something heavy on someone. I don't know. I haven't exactly figured out how to do it in a way that it's not going to be super unbalancing, but that it's still worth having. Blind Bandit says, if Sneaky Pete forbid, rollback occurs to old servers sometime post January 1st. Will we be able to construct toys from elf droppings currently in inventory? No. And it won't. I mean, the worst case scenario, it's going to roll back to tonight. And that's it. So, Dumbass says, how many websites can you log into KOL with? I know of WWE 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Is there any more? No, there's not even really a 4 and 5 right now. It's just that anything above 3, anything really that doesn't resolve to anything else, just redirects you to WWW. So you'll think you're on a different server, but you're really not. And Naked Jew says, I wrote a short Crimbo poem, and I think you'd really like it. It's linked in my profile. I'd love for you to read it on the air. Sure. Who is a Naked Jew? Lagbeast asks if I like Mario Kart DS. I bought it, and I have yet to actually take it out of the shrink wrap, which I think is a mistake. That's, this is too long for me to read on the air. I'm sorry, man. Gimp Guru says, hi, Jick. What bugs you the most about the Adventurers of Loathing? Nothing bugs me about the Adventurers of Loathing. I love everyone. Sanguina says, are we ever going to have turtles to tame or seals to club? Maybe. You've got a stuffed seal you can club. You can, if you fight the seal clubber nemesis with a club, then it is a seal that you're hitting with a club. Dompier73 says, do you think it would be possible to append the items received in a package onto the initial note you receive once the package is opened? That would make thank you notes easier. You know, that's not a bad idea, because right now, if you still have the message, it appends the inside note to it, which I don't think a lot of people know about that. I could be wrong about that. I didn't really announce it or anything. Mindless Logic says, thanks for all the new Crimbo items and the work spent on it rather than playing WOW World of Warcraft is much appreciated. Well, you know, I live to serve. Flaming Goatcock says, with the increase in server capacity and probable retention of players, will there be an increase in mods? The asshat to decent player ratio seems at an unhealthy balance as it is. Probably, yeah. I mean, we haven't actually added any mods in a long time, and that's the kind of thing that we could, you know, the kind of thing that we have to think about periodically. Concarne says, you mentioned you're a fan of Family Guy. Do you think you could throw a Reagan smash somewhere in the new content? I just found that scene really, really funny. It is actually in the new Toot Oriole content, if you're a muscle class. So, I guess, you know, a third of the people playing will see that. Clubber's Leet, among other people, asking about adding more shelves to the display case, and I'll probably do that. I don't see any reason not to, really. 11 was kind of arbitrary, and it's not going to be really any work adding another one, so... Village Idiot says, dear Jack, how about a trophy for punching out every single day on the calendar? It would be cool because it takes commitment to play every day, and it would be a great reward, great to reward only those people. Well, the problem with that is that I have no idea, at this point who did that. Let's see. It's just, it's not, it was kept track of on a daily basis and not on any kind of long-running basis. Melon Muncher says, the KOL cast is run by Jay Stearns and Robot Chicken 34, I believe. Well, if that's true, then a shout-out to Jay Stearns and Robot Chicken 34. Thanks for doing that. Maplefire says, did you know about AOL for kids? It's called KOL. Yeah, I did. I'm almost sure that that was created after us. I know they bought the radio-KOL domain name when the person who initially set up the website for Radio KOL was kind of MIA, and so when the domain expired, they apparently had a watch put on it, and they immediately snapped it up. And I was a little worried about that, but at the same time, we don't actually call ourselves KOL in that many places, so if they made a stop, that'd be fine. And the other thing is, I can't imagine, I mean, maybe this is presumptuous, but I can't imagine KOL not really always sort of favoring us in Google, because I just can't imagine it being something that that's going to get that big or that popular, you know? Especially just on the internet at large. I mean, maybe in AOL's little scheme of things, but yeah. Neovangelist says, so does this make you the mighty knight slaying the fearsome lag beast? I certainly hope so. Person Man says, shouldn't the money-making game be the meat-making game? You wouldn't even need to change the acronym or anything. Well, no, because it's only got the Legend of Zelda reference if it's the money-making game. Although I was sad to lose the money-making game my ass content. Maybe I should say that whenever you lose. Vash Arion says, Jick, have you played Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney for the DS? No, I haven't. Riff played it and told me that I probably ought to and will... I don't know. Maybe I'll borrow it from him or something. Demia says, if you need to roll back the servers, will you keep Crembo Town a little longer? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's almost certainly not going to happen. But let's see. Perk says, what does negative kills mean on a teddy bear? That shouldn't actually happen. There might be something wrong if that's actually occurring for people. Comrade Treasurer says, wouldn't it be smart to just nerf the offhand weapon a bit? Well, yeah, I mean, doing it the way that I described it would be a nerf. It's, you know, most of the damage that you do comes from your melee attack bonuses and stuff, and your level difference between you and the monster. So if that was removed, then, you know, the most powerful weapon would do an extra 5-10 damage, probably, offhand, even if you hit from it. Primavera Angelar says, why not make dual wielding similar to the headbutt? Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Just give you a sort of dual attack skill. Istanbul says, how about setting up dual wield so that you can choose to parry with the second weapon, add like half of its power to your defense for that round. Also, play Mario Kart DS ASAP. Okay. I Eat Baby says, for Disco Bandits, the items you can buy from the skill trainer seems quite a bit more useful than the ones for Turtle Tamers and Seal Clubbers. Why is this? Well, it might be more useful for Disco Bandits, but I feel like everyone was pretty happy about the clock. And, you know, the thing that you get in the Muscle Guild store is like one of the only things that you can come by cheaply that give you full healing. Person Man actually also requests accordions to steal. One of the things that I was going to do for a long time was in the guilds, each of them would have a sort of zone that unlocked once you got past a certain level of challenges. And I only had good ideas for the Moxie class guild, which was that you would at some point be able to acquire a license to steal from Republicans. And so there'd be a zone in town where you could just go to like the nice part of town and steal stuff from Republicans' houses. It's because I don't like Republicans, even though I am one. Paledra says, will you be playing with the mail once the servers are done, i.e. being able to mail multiple people, or just a function to add groups so we can set up distribution lists? I don't want to do that, and I have never wanted to do that because of the potential for abuse. You know, it's already pretty easy to spam people, and that would just make it too easy. And it sucks, and I know that, you know, I don't like the fact that the world is such that you have to make some decisions like that just based on what the lowest common denominator is going to do to dick you over, but that is sadly the world that we live in, and it sucks. Comrade Treasurer confirms that searching for KOL in Google gives you the kingdom as the first link. Neo Evangelist says, was the adventure text when you get the strike sign inspired by the KOL wiki bourgeois thing? I don't know. Mr. Skullhead wrote that. The main paragraph about him. It was initially a monster that you were going to fight, and it would drop the sign, but I decided to just make it an adventure. So I had to sort of swap it into first person, which it got a little goofy. A Neo Evangelist says, rather the encyclopedia thing. No, he might have gotten it from that. I don't know. People asking, Naked Jew actually specifically asking if they can put shelves in a mall store, and no, I don't really want to, mess with that. Oops, I lost the questions. Let's see. Running out of questions. Rabmeister also asking if we can expect any new items from Uncle Crimbo's mobile home. No. SPN Irology says, it's kind of funny. You mess up on the database one time and everyone is wondering when you will do it again. Yeah, you know, that's kind of what happens. I think rather than stumbling around trying to wait for stuff to come in, I'm just going to play another couple of songs and everybody send in questions, even if they're stupid. But don't do what you did last time, which is specifically send in stupid questions. Just don't filter yourself as much, let's say. However, I don't have any songs ready. I have no idea what I should play. Let me browse through the network drive here in the office, and I could just queue up some porn, and you could listen to that fantastic music. But that's probably not a good idea. Let's say we're going to play the Laibach cover of Across the Universe, and then we got to play something else soft and slow and pretty. Yeah, how about the old Standby Neutral Milk Hotel? Oh, whoops. This network drive is really slow, so it's taking me a little while to get through stuff. Ah, wait, that song that I was about to play from Neutral Milk Hotel is actually really long. How about I play this one instead? That one's only 2 minutes long. So I'll see you guys in 6 or 7 minutes.
Words are flying out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass their sleep away across the universe. Joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru.
Nothing's gonna change my world.
exciting and inviting me.
Looks like people came through with some questions, so let's see. That's really weird. I can't find Uncyclopedia, which kind of sucks. Oh well, somebody's pointing out some stuff in Uncyclopedia, and I don't know where it is. I lost my mouse pointer. That happens sometimes because of my giant number of monitors. Rutabaga asks, have you looked into mirroring KOL in different languages? A lot of people have asked that, and I'm just not... I feel like most of what people like about KOL is so centered in the wordplay that it just really wouldn't translate very well. Like it would take a really... talented translator for each language to be able to, you know, sort of mirror the nuance of stuff. I mean, I just feel like it wouldn't be funny if it was literally translated at all. Yeah. Nyla says, when will the Mob Penguins come back, if ever? One of these days. Ashelon says, okay, Bloody's Mary. What the heck? Typo or joke? That's actually the way you pluralize Bloody Mary, is Bloody's Mary. PBA was saying that one of the haikus is an example of leet poetry in Encyclopedia, but I don't know. I'm not seeing how to find it. If you want to send me a link, I'll look at it. Oh wait, maybe I do see. People born in the year 1337. Hey, I'm not seeing the. I'm not seeing the KOL thing in here. I might just be. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Sorry. Clubber's Leet says oyster eggs use multiple. Nah, they're not common enough to mess with coding. Use multiple in all of them. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I would do if I had a whole lot of time. Gimp Guru says, how many people are employed by Asymmetric Publications? Let's see. If you count me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 people total. Grayson says, are you a striker-loving socialist? Will you give us more chances to beat down on the man? You know, I'm actually kind of against unions in general. But it relies on this sort of idea I have about personal responsibility that a lot of people tell me is sort of naive, which I've always believed that. You know, you can complain about your job, but your complaints aren't really justified if you refuse to just, like, quit your job and get a new one. You know, I mean, places wouldn't be shitty to work if people were more willing to quit their jobs. And, like, yeah, okay, they have families, they need a steady paycheck, but they, in general, people need a steady paycheck to continue their sort of, like, debt cycle, which they shouldn't have gotten into in the first place. And if it's at the point where not having a job for 2 weeks is going to make your kids starve, you shouldn't have had so many fucking kids. And, you know, it's not really like... I mean, to me, it's like once you make a certain number of bad decisions, you sort of can't expect to be bailed out anymore. You know, you can't expect the system to yeah, man. See, this is what I mean about being a Republican. Like, you know, I feel like government's role should be to, like, keep the roads clean and well-maintained, to support the arts, and to, you know, keep us from killing each other. But that's about it. Neon Gray says, read the Gadget Inspector trophy. Seriously, is it just me, or does it look like the key on the side is actually a dick that's fucking the cup? Pretty sure that's just you. Yeah, pretty sure that's just you. Zandalia says, you mentioned a while back that there might be an item in the works that was assembled from components the Naughty Sorceress dropped. Has there been any progress on that front? No, that was just kind of something we thought about doing, and never really went anywhere with it. I would, you know, I'd imagine that it wouldn't take us too long to sit down and come up with something. Then we'd have to figure out, you know, what it did. I guess she'd need some kind of offhand item. I guess that would be like a one-handed staff, which. Even that would probably make it kind of valuable. And especially if it's like, you know, you had six components of the whole outfit, you know, three of which were the staff or whatever, that, like, I wonder if there's anything. I don't know if I coded it such that I can make offhand items part of outfits. I don't think there's anything stopping it from happening, though I don't know that the custom outfit. No, the custom outfit code does have. Offhand items in it, so I bet I could do that. Anyway, that's something for later. You know, it was like an idea we had and talked about, but nothing wasn't anything that was like whatever. Person Man, yeah, I did answer your question earlier, so if you listen to the archive of the show, you'll see it. Armax says, I've counted exactly 377 unfinished projects. That's a lot of burners. Who makes your stove? It's weird. It's like a stove with a portable hole in the back with a mirror in it. So there's like just an infinite number of burners going back, and because of the portable hole, every time the mirror actually reflects another set of burners, it is a different set of burners. So yeah, I mean the problem. I know we always say that we have a lot of stuff on the back burner. But the thing is, it's like we have way more ideas than we have time to implement them. And it's a lot more fun to work on new stuff than it is to finish stuff that's, you know, half fleshed out. I don't know. I suppose that we ought to institute some kind of scheduling, some sort of time management, but none of us really roll like that, you know? I don't know. I feel like a lot of the value in the game has come from the fact that we just kind of work on what we feel like working on, and what we tend to feel like working on is stuff that people like and stuff, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Grayson says, wow, he's really not a striker-loving socialist then. No, never, no. No, I don't like socialism. People in radio talking about that little rant. Euphoria Z says, how did the asymmetric crew get assembled? Any complications? No, it's pretty organic. Pretty slow acquisition of people doing things as the need came for, as the need arose for stuff to be done, you know? Me Loose Name says, why are the reindeer so exceedingly hard? Oh, because they're very tough. That's just part of the deal of that zone. The Dark One says, how many active players are in KOL? Probably 150,000. Mindless Logic says, how do you play the Crack Rocks game on asymmetric? Either the arrow keys or the number pad. I think all you can do is move, basically. So, yeah. During the 72nd said, could we have a chat command that makes it so the message doesn't appear to one or more people, e.g./whisper jick, where the message wouldn't appear to jick? No, I'm not gonna code a way for you to talk behind people's backs. Yeah. Oh wait, you know what? I guess Chad and Dev about the 8 employees. Armac asked if the pretentious artist was the one that he didn't know about, and no, but actually starting this year, he is going to be working a couple days a week for us on mostly at first just like fixing stuff around the office because we don't take very good care of stuff. He already did a bunch of work like setting up shelves and stuff for Zly for her to be able to work better about the what's it. The store stuff and that kind of thing. And so, I mean, we'll mostly be using him for newer projects if we decide that we're going to start having Riff make card games and put them out, and we'll have him illustrate stuff. And maybe I had an idea the other day for another little sort of short, not particularly complicated other game that I think Riff and I could spend a week on and flesh it out and have it be something cool. Just a little like... I don't know. I conceived it as kind of an episodic thing. Like, there'd be a bunch of these little deals. What got me thinking about it was I have this book that I got when I was in junior high or something. I don't remember when it came out. But there was a series, and I think it ended up being a very short series because I don't think it sold very well, of Dragonlance books that were like these solo quest. Like, the series was called Solo Quest. And it was basically like a super elaborate choose-your-own-adventure book where you had like a certain amount of time, like you were in this mountain full of gnomes and it was about to be attacked by draconians, and you had a certain amount of like turns basically to like go into all these different rooms, each of which was a sort of an elaborate choose-your-own-adventure kind of thing to like gather stuff to help in the battle at the end, and like you do stuff that like, you know, increases the offensive power of your army and other stuff that like, you know, once you actually go to run the battle at the end, it's like if you have this then such and such, if you have that then such and such. And so I had this idea that I want to work on a little kind of short game where you're on like a farm or something where zombies are about to attack, and there are like sort of discrete events that happen, but you get like a certain number of turns to happen and to do stuff to prepare for like the fight with the zombies at the end. And you know, depending on what stuff you find and like where you go at certain points in the progression, and have it just be something that like you would play, and it would take like, you know, 15 minutes to run through the entire thing and just end up with like a score rather than something where you would create an account and have it be like some elaborate RPG. But, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing that I would have the pretentious artist illustrate if we were to do that, because that'd be fun. Gimp Guru says, did you get anything cool for Christmas? Well, I was supposed to. I was supposed to get the Lego Mindstorms set from my mom, but she ordered it online like 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, and it just never showed up. It sucked. She was really sad, but it was okay. She got me a calendar, though, so that I would have something to open on Christmas Day. Poledra says, two questions here. Have you ever been on a YouTube-based chat server? No, not sure what that is. And have you ever played Vampire the Masquerade? No, I've not. I played the PC Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines Bloodlines game. That was fun, but I kind of had to cheat to actually enjoy it, because I was just constantly getting killed. I played like a crazy guy with knives, and it was fun. Punk27 says, how often do you back up the game data? Every night. There's a lot of people asking why shields are not offhand items, and I keep explaining it. Torek says, the Shillelagh is arguably the most powerful weapon in the game and one-handed. Just how powerful would it be to wield two? Pretty powerful. Probably any way you slice it. Istanbul says, am I correct in assuming that the elves scale to be your equal, but the spoilers, which I think it's not really that, not really so spoilery, the reindeer scale to be stronger than you are? Yeah. The elves actually scale to be a little weaker than you, not exactly your level. The Bub says, with your advancing drawing skills, do you plan to redraw any image content? You know, I think about that every once in a while, but then I think about how that would just be a tremendous amount of work doing a bunch of stuff that I don't really like doing. I hate drawing stuff when I, like, have to draw it. Every once in a while, I'll look at something and be like, wow, I should really redraw that because it looks kind of crappy. But then again, I don't think people really care. Clubbersleet says, funny, I'm a chemist, and I read the newest protest sign as unionized instead of unionized. He wanted to bump an electron out of, or add an electron to the elves' outer valence shell. Gimp Guru says, when you eat mixed nuts, do you eat them by the handful, or do you just pick out your favorites? I like everything in mixed nuts except pecans, but I don't like eating more than one type of nut at a time. So it's not that I pick out my favorites, it's just that I like, you know, grab an almond and eat it, and then I grab some peanuts and eat them, and then I grab a hazelnut and eat it, and then I grab a Brazil nut. I like Brazil nuts. Mindless Logic says, P.S. Neutral Milk Hotel kicks ass. Nice pick. Yeah, I'll probably play some more. If it gets to the point where here in 20 minutes or so I'm going to be just going basically off the air to start working on stuff, I may just play the entire Neutral Milk Hotel album, because that is a good friggin' album is what that is. PVA says, could you please let listeners know that the Radio KOL IRC chat will be open during the transition? I'll find that and put a link on the page that I'm going to put up that explains where I am and stuff. Juswami X says, does anyone at the KOL office have a MySpace? Could you make it so that the MySpace KOL is the official MySpace group for KOL? Did you ever notice that public is almost public? I have a MySpace account that I never use. Red Chef asks, are you ever going to have a meet in Florida? And we get a lot of questions like this, and with very few exceptions, actually with two exceptions, those being KOLCon 1 and 2, we don't set up the meets. Other people set them up, and you know, a lot of times if they get to be big enough to draw our attention, then we decide that we'll go to them, and I guess they become a little bit more official. But it's always like the people, you know, who are typically the people who live there, wherever it is, setting it up and getting everything taken care of. So we will never have a KOL meet anywhere other than wherever the offices are situated at the time, which for at least the foreseeable future is going to be Phoenix. We've been talking about KOL Con 3. I think we're going to do it a little earlier this year because we can get an indoor air-conditioned space at the same park that we were at, and I think we might even be able to get a pool for us to use, which I don't know that the KOL population at large is really like swimming pool-y, but you know, you never know. Yeah, do it a little earlier in the summer so that people aren't having to freak out about missing school or whatever. So, yeah. Neovangelist says, do you play Sudoku? I tried to play one once, and it just wasn't... I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it that much. Grayson says, why is the Tiny Plastic Uncle Crimbo marked as being you when it's just as common as the earlier Tiny Plastic Christmas items? It's not. Because of the dollhouse. Yeah. Palpy says, regarding goofy plurals, why doesn't phonics down become phonices down? It's a pretty good idea. Dr. Worm says, have you thought of registering KOL.com as a redirect? Now, somebody has owned KOL.com for a long, long time. Somebody bought and then gave me playKOL.com, and then I like lost the password and let the domain lapse, I think. Let's see what KOL.com is. I think it's like Korea Online or some kind of... Oh, weird. I don't see anything. Well, yeah, I think what I did was... boy, that's weird. Something changed in my browser. Apparently, it uses Google as the main search now. And so that's strange. It only did that without asking me. Moop says, actually, you pluralize the noun, which in the case of Bloody Mary is the proper name, so Bloody Marys is technically correct. Yes, I'm kidding. Comrade Treasurer says, can you make a version of KOL where you translate all the text into Chinese with an online translator, then back into English with another translator? I think there's actually a filter. There's a website that you can go to and actually use it like that. I don't know that for sure, though. Kiki Wong says, will there ever be a time when companies will be able to pay for product placements in the kingdom like they do in movies? No. I'm very much against ever having any advertising at all. Neon Gray says, so what happens if you put a bag of holding in your stove? I don't know, man. I hope it never happens. Kikai Toraneko says, when do you plan to get new stuff in the Store of Loathing? Well, we've got a couple more shirt designs on the horizon, but Zly said, please don't put anything new in there until after Christmas and after she gets back, because she didn't want to, and this totally makes sense. I mean, whenever we put a new shirt in there, it just, people go nuts ordering it, and, or at least in the past they have. Maybe we should try crappier shirts. And it just creates a tremendous amount of work. Dr. Worm says, if it's more fun to work on new stuff than finish old, why not do a talent search and hire a few people to finish the old for you? See, it's not just that we don't have time or the inclination to work on old stuff. It's that a lot of times, the more we think about stuff, the more we sort of refine it. And so having stuff on the back burner for a long time makes it work out a little better once we actually do start working on it. 'Cause we have a lot of ideas that are kind of too complicated, and... You know, one thing that I think is one of the main strong points of KOL is that it's relatively simple and relatively easy to play and to get into. And so, you know, there's just stuff that gets kind of shelved because we have some sort of last-mile difficulties in figuring out exactly how to do it in a way that makes sense. And it's, you know, probably better that not all of that stuff gets just shoved right in. You know, I think the pace at which we put stuff in right now is... It's certainly, I feel, you know, there are more frequent content updates than in most MMOs. And most websites, for that matter, except, you know, ones that have a lot of people writing for them or whatever, but most game websites, I'll say. Not most websites, that's actually completely inaccurate. Let's see. Wolfmoon71 says, any chance of making familiars part of an outfit? People had asked about that, but I think in general... That would irritate more people than it would make happy. Comrade Treasurer is talking about the zombie thing. A mini game, or would it not be in KOL? It would not be in KOL. Istanbul says KOL collectible card game. I really want to do a collectible card game, but nobody else does. Everybody's like, oh, there's no way we'd be able to sell that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, my idea for a collectible card game is a like to do it like the Illuminati game, which I didn't like the Illuminati game just because I felt the rules were just not, made it not very fun, but one of the things you could buy when that game came out was a set that contained every single card. So there was no, like, rarity issue, so it wasn't the kind of thing where you could just sort of buy your way into the game, which is something I like a lot. Milu's name says, are you planning on any more specialized chat channels for completed quests? Not any specifically, but I'd like to do some more stuff like that. Clarity says, will you and Scully be going to St. Louis? I'm looking forward to watching more Bad Prawn with you guys. Yeah, it's more important in that case that Amplitude be going, because he's the one who brings all the Bad Prawn with him. Pardon me while I shudder at the thought of what Clarity's talking about. I plan on going to the St. Louis meetup in March, because my family lives about 100 miles from there, so I was going to go back and see my grandparents and all my aunts and uncles and cousins and whatnot, and get threatened with violence in a bar because my hair is long, and because since I'm not drinking Bud Light, I am undoubtedly a faggot. Seems to be what they conclude. Never understood that, man. There's hillbillies back there. They Bud goddamn Light. And it's exactly the same price as regular Budweiser. It's like, it's light because there's not as much alcohol in it. And I'm the pussy for drinking, like, Heineken or something. Grayson says, what happened to the KOL comics? Are they still somewhere on the back burner? Yeah, sort of. The comic is done. We just need to get a hold of the guy who did it so we can get a... So we can get a contract signed, so we can actually get it printed. But he vanishes a lot. Euphoria Z says, "Mount, never mind." Also, any plans for a KOL board game? If I work it out, would you consider making it? We'd want to do it ourselves, you know. Vicious Weasel says a KOL-themed roguelike would be pretty badass. Yeah, that was actually something I considered, given Xenophobe was a project before I realized how much actual work there would be for him just on KOL stuff. Yeah, I have wanted to do a KOL roguelike. I think it'd be cool. Oh, Dumbass says, which reindeer modeled for the tiny plastic reindeer? Oh, it was Rudolph. Jello Boy says, you should have some type of game for us to play on the maintenance page while you're deleting the database. Well, I don't want to have to make a game real quick before I delete the database tonight. At Cog says, when you dropped the database server, was it out of sheer stupidity or an accident or an evil scheme to crush our hopes? It was just an accident. It was, I wanted to drop a couple tables, and I selected a couple tables, and my eyes were drawn to the word drop, which I clicked on, and then it said drop database, and I'm like, yes! Fuck! I can't believe I just said yes to that. Oh, Grayson says, will the 30-turn limit ever be resolved, or will you at least get rid of the text promising that you'll find a solution shortly? yeah, it's... I gotta figure out why. What circumstances that happens under now. Naked Jew talking about a glitch in the mall store pictures for some of the new items. That'll be resolved on the new servers. I'm not going to mess with it on the existing ones. I can't spend time fixing stuff anymore. Armax says, have you seen that Coldfront now has sponsored links embedded in the text? References to HP, a link to Hewlett-Packard, etc. I couldn't help but think this is the beginning of the end. Wait, does it? The only time that I've ever seen that happen, it's been from spyware. I'm not seeing any of them on the front page, at least. I wonder if it's not something that you've got installed on your machine, Armax. Although I guess it would be doing that everywhere. And I mean, the other thing with Coldfront is that, I mean, they don't have like a revenue stream like we do. You know, they rely on ads, and that's fine. I mean, they're the kind of site that relies on ads. I mean, it's not like you know, they're not trying to sell accounts or anything. They don't have, I suppose they could ask for donations, but I mean, I feel like, you know, their revenue model is just as reasonable. BDBY112002 says, how often are radio items given out? Pretty much at the discretion of the DJ, specifically. I mean, I give them some whenever Amplitude says they're running low, and then it's kind of how that works. AC Cog says, are you a Halo fan? If not, why? No, I can't stand Halo. I think it's the single most boring and unremarkable first-person shooter I've ever played. I don't like first-person shooters on consoles in general. I just totally don't understand what the fuss is about because it's not even marginally revolutionary. I suppose if, you know, there's a lot of people who like the multiplayer aspect of it, which is something that I just, like, multiplayer first-person shooters is something that I just don't care about at all. So yeah, I don't like Halo. Juswami X says, just so you know, the rabbi at my cousin's bat mitzvah noticed my KOL shirt and told me his son plays, and that it reminded him of toothpaste for breakfast, but he meant for dinner. I like toothpaste for dinner. The only thing I don't like about it is that it's really, really hard to browse the archives. You have to keep going back, and there's no, like, you know, next and previous link when you're actually looking at the pictures, which to me is just kind of, I don't understand why somebody would do it like that. Tom the Mighty Arist says, why do you have mixed English colloquialisms with American ones in the game? Is one of the team English? No, it's more that a lot of us, I mean really the entire team, like, there's that whole principle where American nerds are into English stuff. You know, like Japanese nerds are into American stuff, I guess. That's what Scully says, at least. And, you know, I mean, we grew up on Douglas Adams and you know, Monty Python and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, when we think about words, we tend to think about words and stuff that we've read before, and we've read a lot of British stuff. Torek says, KOLCCG, look up a game called Flux. Not collectible, you simply buy the cards and play. Each card changes the rules and goal of the game. It's interesting. Yeah, Hot Stuff made me play Flux last time he was here, and I just did not enjoy it at all. Like, the entire game just made me angry. It was like, we could have saved a lot of time by just each of us rolling, like, a D6, and whoever rolled the highest wins, you know? Because I can understand how at any given point, using the cards in your hand, like, I mean, it was always just like, it would get to the point where somebody was like, all right, I happen to have four cards in my hand that if I play these four in a certain order, I win the game. And I mean, I guess it's interesting that you change the rules and stuff, to me, it's just, I don't know, it seems like, maybe it's a limited understanding of it, but it just seems like there's very little skill involved in it, and, yeah, that's kind of irritating. You know, I'm gonna get off of here. And I'm going to, I don't have enough time to play that entire album like I wanted to. I've got, say, 20, 25 minutes before somebody's going to pick the stream back up. So what should I play? Play 20 minutes of the Magnetic Fields. Starting with my favorite Magnetic Fields song, All My Little Words. And, yeah, we'll see you guys on the flip side once the system goes down, and wish me luck. But, you know, not really. Don't spam me with PMs wishing me luck or anything. All right. So we're going to play some music for about 20 minutes, and then I'll leave you in the capable hands of Primavera Angel here, who will give you more details about the Radio KOL IRC thing if I don't manage to get a link up. All right. Good night, everybody.